Welcome back for another episode of TSP. Joe the Greek makes his return for episode 152 and a loaded episode at that. This week, Bobby comes in with the soup results from the competition last week that he took part in voting. He also takes part in a review that he has for a roast beef sandwich that he bought at Costco. I burn my fucking mouth on some chili ramen. We discuss the benefits of buying a whole cow as opposed to buying meat on a weekly basis. We go around the mill with multiple topics, starting off with Taylor Swift in the NFL. Tupac's cold case file now opened almost after 30 years. A local food challenge involving 3 pounds of burger. And some bars from J. Cole you will not want to miss. And we'll wrap it all up with some sports talk with the D-Lo Monday Night Football lock. Stay tuned in. Smash that subscribe button. Hit the like and always comment and share. And enjoy the episode.
Yes, sir, ski babies. TSP episode 152. I'm your host, Bobby Hall. And with me, as always, Dylan Lisevich and the boy Joe the Greek. He's back, baby. Let's go. What's up, boys?
What up?
Going on, fellas?
How we doing? How we living?
I'm living. Tired of shit. Tired as.
Full of Gino's pizza.
Tired as or of? Or both?
A little bit of both. Or maybe 70-30. Let's go 70-30. 70 tired as, 30 tired of. So,
okay.
Just to give you a little bit of background for all those out there, if you guys catch me fucking yawning, I ain't bored whatsoever. I have a great time podcasting with these guys. It's just, you know, it's that third shift Saturday fucking feels, and you had a busy Saturday, so... You know, went and worked Friday night into Saturday morning, and then I got about maybe 2.5-3 hour nap. Drove all the way to 2.5 hours to Port Clinton to have a nice old fish fry. Had a great time with Jen's family. Shout out to them and their hospitality. A great perch and great walleye from the Great Lake of Erie. And you know, it was great. It's great all around. A lot of greats in that sentence, but it was a good time. 2.5 hours back, just got home, sent you guys the email so we can do this fucking podcast and have a blast on 152.
Boom. I love a good fish fry. Did they have some fries on deck?
They didn't have fries on deck, but everything was homemade, house-made with some coleslaw, some macaroni salad, mac tartar and cheese.
Sauce, I hope.
What was that?
Tartar sauce?
There was tartar sauce on deck,
good.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
The tartar sauce, ketchup for the kids. And then,
was it a batter? Did they bread it?
There was breading, yes.
Oh, it's breading. Okay.
Thank you.
And there was also hot dogs if you didn't want fish. So we had options. Sure, there was options. Kids,
yeah. Lemon wedges?
No lemon wedges? No lemon wedges. No lemon
wedges. Did you bread it? I like a nice hot dog.
Squeeze a lemon on my fried fish before I fucking dunk it in my tartar.
Interesting. Yeah, I do fish with like maybe like an unbreaded fish. Definitely. With some like maybe some tilapia, get some nice lemon in there, but okay. Yeah, breaded fish. I never usually squeeze some lemon on there.
Say something crazy. I don't like tartar sauce.
See, you don't like any white sauces. Was that you? One of my friends doesn't like any white sauces. I don't remember who it was, but that's not you. What? You like mayo and shit?
Yeah, I mean it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know who the fuck it was, but
tartar sauce just ain't it.
I don't know if it's
what are
like
you guys' thoughts on the twisted stuff? Are the combined condiments? Like they have like ketchup, mayo, ketchup, whatever it's called. Ketchup, mayo.
Like I've seen them at the stores, but I've never purchased them. Are they good?
They're pretty good.
On a burger or something, I'll put ketchup and mayo and mustard on there, and obviously they are going to mix together, basically. So
one way or another.
They need to mix. Mouth a, good.
The only thing I don't fuck with, it's they're not condiments, but I don't fuck with the goober.
Condoms?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh.
In the, you know, in the fucking jar, the mixed jar.
It's not the same.
I always wanted to buy that as a kid, and then I just never did, you know. And then as I got older, I just, it's like, this is terrible looking. This sounds so bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
This looks like slots of different.
How many pieces of fish did you have done?
I probably had, they weren't too big. So I probably had about four or five strips of the walleye, and then at least 7-8 of the perch. And that's on top of the sides.
Yeah, not bad.
I put them down.
Now,
I put them down. Like I said, I took a quick nap.
What would you
say
would be better? The fish that you had tonight or a D-Lo burger?
I mean, let's be honest here. Okay.
Come on. That's all we D-Lo can be.
Burgers are one of one in a category of its own.
And, I don't know, man. They come in a box of 40.
Hey, what kind of style, though?
Those are restaurant quality.
That's okay.
It's a fucking restaurant quality.
They must have forgot.
It says it on the fucking box, Joe.
Yeah. All reliable.
Frozen, it is all reliable. I ain't mad about that.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, come on.
Dude, I'm not bored with making them, but I love that you try to church it up and sell it to me like it's a gourmet fucking Japanese Wagyu burger.
Restaurant quality, that's all you need to know.
You're saying that?
It's one thing with me just saying it for all you listeners out there. I have a vouch for me in the heavy word of Bobby Hall, okay? The Grillers and Thrillers... what would you call yourself?
The president.
You rank people for a living.
Yeah. Now, there is a caveat. When I had the D-Lo burger, my one and only D-Lo burger, this is when I still smoked dope. So.
I knew something was up.
Okay, let's not it back.
It was graded on a curve. It wasn't bad by any means.
You're grading it on a stoned curve. That's a huge curve. What are you talking about?
I mean, you got to come clean with that.
It's fair.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's fair, but I didn't have to say
it. I feel like you just deflated him big time by saying that.
No. He knew that. But, I mean, you made D-Lo burgers for your one and only, well, it wasn't your one and only, but your inaugural draft party, and it seemed like they were a hit. You got the picture of fucking Charlie, happy as can be, putting fucking ketchup on his burger. He's having a blast. So,
Yeah, there's some extra.
You've served many of people. You know, you're like the Golden Arches. They've served, you know, millions, and you've served 5 to 10 happy customers.
Tens of people, tens of people.
Tens, double digits. That's great.
Yeah, baby, D-Lo's.
They're pretty handy if you got a lot of shit to cook. You know what I mean?
I was a latchkey kid. So when I was like, they started letting me use the fucking stove and shit. We always used to fucking have.
How old are you when you got to use the stove?
13. Yeah. Before that, it was, microwave. Toaster. Yeah.
I got real good at cooking eggs. It was just easy. You couldn't really fuck them up, you know?
Eggs. Kraft. Well, I mean, it wasn't Kraft, but like Meyer brand box
grilled
cheese. Yep, she liked that. And then eventually the stove and shit. And I was like, holy fuck, pizza rolls in the stove.
What? It was like, it's a whole nother. It's 1,000 times better, dude. It's
and
a whole nother.
They invented the air fryer, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. Big time.
Air fryer goes hard.
Yeah. But, excited to be back again. Been looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Got a haircut, much needed haircut 2 weeks ago, or 2 days ago, sorry. But because I was watching back our episode from last week, and it was very helmety, super helmety, man. My hair was pretty wild last week.
Dylan, can you say it like your mom says it, though?
Nutcase.
Can you say the helmet thing like your mom says it? Dude, it cranks me the fuck up.
No.
Come on. I got my hair cut too.
My mom, I think she told me in person once. It was like my hair was as long as it was last week, pretty much. and she said it looked like an old school motorcycle helmet, and it was very accurate. It was one of those. If you go look them up,
it's like
one of
the spot on, bro.
Old like leather helmets that people used to wear in like the '40s.
What are we talking?
I think you had a nice accurate. Like front taper still, but your hair was like straight puffed out.
Because I have a wedding to go to next week, so I was trying to wait until next week because my hair kind of grows back fast, but. After watching back last week's episode, I'm like, all right, I got to get a haircut bad.
Where do you go? So, you still there with that one guy?
Pat and Mike's in Wallbridge, Ohio. Yeah. Been going there since I was like 4.
Yeah.
So those guys are in like their late 70s. And quality is actually, I obviously took in a dip a little bit, but I got to ride with my guys until I hang them up. And then so I don't know where the fuck I'm going to go.
I'm going to go to this place called True Cuts. Right over the border in Michigan. I get the same couple of dudes. They speak zero English. It is phenomenal. They just cut your hair. There are a lot of them from Syria. I get a translator. One dude that runs around between, like, you know, the chairs. He's like, all right, what do you want?
You're one of them.
Oh, dude. I mean, not on some bullshit, but I do prefer, like, those kind of dudes or, like, Mexican dudes because we got similar kind of hair. You know what I mean? I can't go to a Great Clips and have, you know, the 50-year-old white chick cut my hair and do it right. It just doesn't happen. They just fuck That's it Dylan's up.
Joint, isn't it?
Or you I go to Great Clips.
Okay.
He's got Great Clips hair, though. You know what I mean?
What the fuck does that mean, Joe?
That's the shit.
Caucasian as fuck, bro.
What?
That's true.
Your name's Dylan.
Remember we talked about this earlier?
A guy named Dylan, man. It's not a dig. It's just it is what it is.
You said I had shitty hair.
No, I said you look like shitty Elvis.
Hair, yeah, the big difference.
Yeah, because you used to have like that.
Wait. I'll explain. Or shitty Elvis? What the hell?
Yeah,
it was a shitty combination, maybe.
So the hair wasn't bad.
I ain't just shitty nobody. Shitty
you were shitty Elvis at the time. You were playing in the park. Songs with the hairdo. You're trying to hit 5-6 with that hairdo. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Mom's memory. They used to play in parks and shit. So that is accurate.
It was just a combination of things, you know. And it must have got to you. It was like 15 years ago.
I don't know. My hair was as high as my tops, though. My shoes, that's for sure.
Thanks.
It's all right, man.
The old reliable reds.
The red baby. Yes, Erskis.
They were cool for like the time. I mean, you know, it's weird now if you saw somebody with those, you'd be like, God damn, what the fuck are you doing?
I think I had multiple pairs of those kind of that style of shoe.
I don't see too many things with like straps and shit anymore. You know what I mean? Like DCs. Unused straps. Yeah. Or
the fat tongues.
Yeah. You know, or those Osiris shoes. Remember those were, came in every color of the rainbow and combination of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm kind of going through a transition, though, you know, of like wardrobe. I was like, I need more shirts, man. I'm like wearing the same shit, even if it's just like something I can like casually wear. Like I got this fucking shirt we talked about pre-production, fucking rocking a Nirvana shirt.
Are you growing up?
Name us your top five.
Fuck.
I'm just fucking with you.
We were talking about that before the show. Yeah. Getting called out on a band shirt. You don't know. I don't know.
Sorry, I've done that because Tori has, she for a while was rocking this Marvel sweatshirt. So I was like, name the fucking guys that are on there. And she couldn't. So I was just gave her shit like, fucking poser.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's what it is. Like, if you like the shirt or whatever, like you know, you grab it.
Yeah.
Like I told Jen on the way to the fish fry because I wore the shirt. I got it at Meijer for like $9. I wanted like a white t-shirt. I had to go with the white shoes. And you know what? The fit looked great. But I was like, someone's going to call me out on this. I know it. No one did, but Jen behind my back told one of her sisters to ask me.
Dude, that's so cool of her, actually.
I was put on blast.
I am kind of into that. Jen, if you're listening,
Jen, that is a cool-ass move.
Dude. She put me on blast in front of God and everyone. And
I'm going to give some subs when she goes on Twitch, finally.
Yeah.
We got a gift for that. Yeah. At some point, I got to set it up.
She got my sub just because.
Yeah, what's going on with that, man?
You know, it's just like she's in school right now, and just like I got to set up things. I told her once we get all this stuff set up with the podcast that I would be able to set up her widgets and all that kind of shit that has to go on with her stream. And then
you can find a lot of those pre-built now.
I wonder if she can use what we use, like the StreamYard aspect. I know they have like that ability, but it lacks so much. It's really bone dry for what StreamYard is. It works for us in podcasting, but for what she would need it for with like the subs and
all that kind of stuff. OBS is like the fucking main deal, and then you can download. There's a bunch of them. I looked at you can find all sorts of shit in StreamYard.
Yeah.
Like the widgets, you just copy and paste them and shit. That'd from what I've researched. Yeah,
It doesn't seem too difficult. Like, I can create all the designs for her. She just needs to give them to me, give me ideas to create, and then I can create for her, and she can say yay or nay to them and go from there. I mean, and just...
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like everybody knows this, but he makes all the graphics and shit. You're doing a really good job on that. Can't imagine doing an overlay for the stream would be very hard for you to do for, you know?
This shit that we're looking at now, I mean, that's pretty much about what she would need. I mean, I don't think she need anything extravagant out the gate.
And I mean, you can always evolve over time, but at least get like a base to start. Like,
she doesn't even have shit going on, and she's already got, you know, a bunch of gifted subs waiting on her, so.
Subs knocking on the door, man.
Yeah,
I'm just going to send,
I'll tier 3 sub if she fucks you a couple times a week.
Uh-huh. Jesus Christ.
The old board. Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, continue.
Working thirds, you gotta be too tired sometimes, can't you? Aren't you a little fucking wiped out after work?
Fuck yeah, dude. Like, especially being on vacation last week and then this week going back on, and I just ran Indy all week, and then it's like, man, I'm trying to
and you gotta get back up to early again tomorrow.
How far of a run is Indy for you guys?
Tomorrow. What's that?
How far is the Indy run for you guys?
308 round trip.
Ain't bad at all.
Unless you take the hazmat bypass, and then you can
up and around
extra 4 miles one way, so extra 8, so 316 total if you do it back both ways.
Hell yeah.
Zersky.
Oh, God.
Anyways, I got some shit that I want to touch on from last week, because like I said, when we went over because that was a popular segment too last week. Everyone was really into the soup competition. And, you know, the blueberry soup, I got a lot of questions about that. And my uncle got a kick out of me bringing it up, too. So I asked them a couple days ago who ended up winning because I was curious. Unfortunately, the folks that made that fire vegetable soup did not win. It was these people that they had a shrimp corn chowder. And actually, I guess they're the only ones I did not get to try because they ran out, which I guess was a good sign for them. But they won. I don't know. I think they won like a trophy. I don't know if there's any sort of monetary prize that comes with that, but
I got the golden ladle.
Yeah. And I want it. I fucking want it. You see the photo in the back. So I told my aunt and uncle I'm gunning for it. I'm going to compete on their behalf. I don't know if this is a once a year thing. I probably is, but I have a cheddar broccoli soup that I think can fucking come through and spin some heads and get us the first place. And put my
I thought my you'd go the Asian route.
What's that? Bust out some ramen? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Top ramen, shrimp flavor.
Speaking of ramen, okay, I was like yesterday years old when I found out there was more than just like your chicken roast and beef options.
What?
I went to Meijer and found a chili flavored ramen noodles. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't like spiciness, it's not for you. I was thinking of like chili, you know, like you do in a crock pot kind of flavor. But no, this is like chili pepper fucking hot. Yeah,
there's
as fuck,
I think there's like chili peppers on the packaging.
Mm. Yep.
I don't know. I didn't look too
to
much.
To even further blow your mind, there's all sorts of crazy ass flavors like spicy garlic chicken. There's like peanut ones. There's tons of flavors of that shit.
Sriracha.
Yeah, but don't look at. You can't get like the square pack or whatever. You know what I mean? You gotta like. If you want to get the quick instant shit, they're always in like the cups. Yeah, that's where all the crazy ass flavors are. Yeah, or the bowls. Yeah, that too.
This one, chili ones, in the square package. And I was only looking at that section. That's probably why I didn't see the others. But I was like, I'm intrigued. All right, I want to try this out, chili. And the way I make my ramen noodles, I microwave it in like some water. A little bit over the noodles. I kind of crack it in half and then put it in there, and then microwave it, stir it all up, and I drain the water, right? I drain the water to, like, it's not dry. I want to have some kind of, like, consistency of to not make it dry.
Sticky-ass noodles.
Yeah, to help, like, stir in the seasoning. Because then, after I pour the water, then I put the packet of seasoning in there, and then stir it up, get all the full flavor there, and then eat it. And goddamn, dude, it was
Wait, so you have spicy. Minimal broth?
Minimal broth. Just enough
to where the whole... I'm a broth boy. I gotta have it.
It's just enough, though, to like it's not dry. I hate
he said microwave from the get-go. It was dirty. Downhill.
Nice thing.
Ramen, what the fuck's the difference? You're putting in a boiling pot of water?
Steaks.
Well, you did the water, then you tossed in the ramen? Nope.
No, the ramen first. You put water over the noodles.
Okay. I was
terrible. So the water's just over the noodles.
You're saying you just fucking tossed in a rock hard
thing. I don't understand. Is, like, Dylan, you're in the ramen aisle at the store.
Yeah.
You see the chicken flavor, and then the 6,000 other varieties next to that you'd never seen.
No. I mean, I was at Meijer. They have like a small section there.
The chicken one is like one spot over.
Yeah, it was.
And then the ones that we're talking about are like
shrimp
spots over.
Talk to me.
There's a shrimp one.
Just do one of these next time, and you're gonna be like, holy fuck.
Yeah, the left to right pan. You're gonna.
Yeah, what was that? What was that, Bobby? Do what again?
This, like that.
Holy shit! Look at all that meat.
There's a pork flavor. It's crazy.
Yeah, I guess.
Dude, some of them suck though, so be mindful of that.
Well, you know, they have creamy chicken roast, beef, and fucking chili. I wanted to try the chili out, and it fucking burnt my mouth.
That's another white thing going on.
It's spicy.
Yeah,
I mean, I like spicy shit, man. And it had some flavor, but it was lingering.
What level of spice do you like, though? Like, do you like it because it's tingly, or do you like want to fuck you up?
You like to get wet?
You like to get wet?
It made my nose run. I don't know if I like it that hot.
Shout out to Wayne Brady. You want to get wet, Dave?
That show was incredible, man.
Give me a goddamn sandwich.
I like how he shoots with the fucking AK-47 at the end of it.
That's that skit blew me away. That was just so unexpected. Wayne Brady of all people.
Especially, dude, that was wild.
I'm glad. So we can start exploring, man. There's some good for it being, you know, well, they're not fucking 30 cents anymore, but for being a cheap, sodium packed, you know, there's some good shit out there.
Salt block disguised as noodles.
Yeah, 6,000 milligrams, but yeah.
Don't read the bag. Just fucking eat it. Call your doctor afterwards. You'll be all right. Just drink a lot of water with it. I don't know.
Yeah, water flush for balance.
Flush it out.
Another thing I want to touch on from last week, what started 2 weeks ago, is I did end up going to try the Costco roast beef sandwich that following Tuesday. But that was when I was deeply depressed following the Browns and Steelers game. But so I just think everything was dark. But I don't think would have changed too much for me here. I gave the sandwich a 6.4 out of 10. Not terrible. Very bready, though. The top piece of bread, very thick. And I think they could have used a lot more meat and stuff, condiments. And it just tastes like a sandwich that you can make at home, like a regular ass sub sandwich.
Some people like that bready shit, though.
It was just too thick, man. I needed to like rip some of that shit apart or something. But for $10, it's just too much, man. Maybe if that was, I don't know, somewhere else, maybe it'd be worth. But having that shit sit next to a $1.50 hot dog and pop, and then a $2 piece of pizza—that's the fucking size of your head, like. I mean, it's just tough to compete with that. So I wouldn't get it again just because it's just...
I'd rather buy the rotisserie chicken and some bread.
Yeah, you can do that. Five pieces of fucking pizza.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
Three hot dogs and three pops. It's just... There's just way better
ways. You can fat out way cheaper.
if you haven't had it, I wouldn't really recommend spending the fucking extra dough to do it. But if you do, let us know what you think. Maybe you like it more than I did, and I'm just being a little bougie ass. Well, I guess I'm not really being bougie because I'm trying to buy $2 a piece of pizza. But let us know on that. So
is this it right here, Bobby? I'm about to pull it up.
Yeah. No.
That's Twitter.
That's Twitter.
That's Jay Kizzy, and I can't wait for us to watch that later because I
watched it. There's a little sneak peek. No.
I'm hoping he right fucks here. Up and opens up like a Pornhub tab on accident. We have to edit that out.
Not on this device.
Oh, shit.
Wrong on this device.
Fuck. Chili ramen.
That does not look like the same one.
What it says?
That might. I mean, that might be.
Might be their little advertised picture.
Because I would have fucking gave that right back if that's what they served me. It's roughly about the same because you can see, like I said, that top piece there. It's just a little too fucking thick.
What the fuck is that vegetable? I can't tell if it's like a beet or a fucking tomato or what is that?
There's red onion on there. There was like roasted tomatoes, some kind of fucking relish and shit, mustard, mayo, and roast beef. So.
It does look a decent amount of meat. That's probably where most of that costs.
It's a solid sandwich, but it's just, like I said, $10, man. It's just too much. I mean, I know everything's expensive these days, but their whole thing over there at Costco is like, since you're already spending $6 billion on everything else, like they're going to kind of throw you a bone there at the food court.
Speaking of Costco, I got caught by the Costco cops. I had to update my card with my picture on it. See, like, I was at the self-checkout shit, and they pulled me, you gotta get it done, or you can't shop here. Well, fuck me. Jesus Christ. I'll go do it.
Yeah, like, the last couple times when you go, because I usually do, like, this, I guess it's considered the self-checkout. Somebody will come up to me, like, can I see the back of your Costco card? I'm like, okay, it's me. Yep.
Well, I didn't have it on the back because I, like, my brother works at the Perrysburg one, and he gave me the card as a gift, right? You know, and had it for years, and all of a sudden now it's a big deal, so I had to go and get another one done.
Make a big scene about it next time confront you, you know, just like those people that think they're better than everyone else when the greeter at Walmart asks you for the receipt.
No. You want me to fucking freak out on the 80-year-old lady trying to check my shit?
What do you need to see my receipt for? You accusing me to steal?
This cool kind.
Jeez. Ooh.
Damn.
What you know about that red and white one?
That's like that Amex black card.
What better?
Reminds me of that video on surfaced on social media probably last year that the dude was like showing off his Costco rewards card to this girl, and the girl was impressed. It was like at a college football game.
I get 2% back, so if you ever want,
oh yeah, baby,
hit me up.
Weird flex, but okay, it works.
You got any Costco's by you, Dylan?
I think a Sam's Club is closer, but okay. I mean they're like pretty much one of the same thing, just different.
I think Sam's is like the super Walmart. I know they got super centers, but whatever. But it's like just how Walmart should be. You know what I mean? Everything's makes
just,
sense.
Pretty much just the wholesale Walmart.
Yep.
Yeah.
I do. We go to both. I don't know about you, Bob, if you go to both.
I used to have both because Groupon, I think it was 2020, had like some crazy deal for a Sam's Club membership. So I was running both for a while, but now I just run with the Costco.
Mm-hmm.
It.
We just switch it up. Fuck it. Go to whatever. I do prefer the Costco water compared to Sam's water. I don't know, because I don't know how many bottles of water you drink a day, but I'm drinking fucking 8, 10. I should get me a Stanley, but I don't like that shit.
What are these babies?
Yeah, but the problem is filling it up. I don't know where I'm going to be at. You know what I mean?
So I got one of those, it's like Bubba, but it's like it's a half gallon one size, so it's like about four bottles of water.
I'll fill it up twice. The cup holder. That's the problem.
No, but I don't. I mean, in my truck, it doesn't. I don't really have a cup. Well, I do have cup holders in there, but I got a spot for it.
Yeah. As long as you got a good spot, but I like something I can reach real quick. You know what I mean? I spent a lot of time on a forklift too, so like putting that giant ass
show up cup. Work with a 5 gallon refillable.
I got the gallon sitting right there. Next to the stick, baby.
It's like, oh, are you here to replace the water cooler? No.
This is my me, baby. Personal. How much Neo would that take to change over? You know what I mean? Seven, eight things.
Whole bottle.
Just over there squeezing the shit out of them.
Shit.
It's like barely blue or whatever color you pick. You know what I mean? You barely tell. My fourth bottle. Fuck.
Probably wouldn't stay cold very long, though.
Oh, I imagine it's done as soon as you took it out.
That bitch I got, dude, that shit's, I mean, it's like 24 hours, legit. It's good.
It's a half gallon, though?
I mean, it's like I said, it's Bubba brand, so it's like probably less than half the price of a Yeti, which is, you know, then they do the same fucking thing.
Yeti shit's over the top.
Unpaid sponsorship.
I got a free one at my work. Otherwise, I wouldn't have one. So
I'm about to Amazon one right now.
I've had a hell of a weekend so far. I originally was supposed to have an early out Friday about noonish, but then my boss hit me up late Thursday. He's like, "Hey, do you want to just take Friday off?" I'm like, "Fuck yeah, of course." So, you know, I got to take the kids to school and do some running around, my Kroger pickup, which crazy fucking story. I'm kind of about to out myself here, but it's their fault, not mine. I did a Kroger pickup. I show up, they load all my shit in there, get home, I'm unloading everything, and all of a sudden, I pull out a fucking, there's a brown bag from the liquor store. I'm like, I didn't know this shit. Pull that bitch out. Dude, 1.75 liter bottle of Jack Daniels.
Jesus. This bitch was that Mondo, run?
Like $60.
Oof.
So I'm freaking out. I'm like, did I fucking like accidentally fucking, because it's easy to fucking just swipe it. Motherfucker on your list, and then if you're not paying attention, but check my receipt, not on there. Made sure there's not any some random fucking charge. There's not. I don't know what the fuck that person was doing. But I have a fucking gigantic bottle of Jack Daniels
with the handle and all.
For the free ski.
How's that make you fucking feel? Now that someone is going to be going home and having the exact opposite reaction when they find out where the fuck is my brown bag.
I had that reaction initially, but all they're going to have to, I mean, they're going to get the bottle one way or the other.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, they're going to
have to go back for it.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm just checking my shit right there. I thought about
calling Kroger and be like, hey, you guys gave me a fucking fat fucking bottle of whatever. I didn't do it, but.
Dude, speaking of that shit, same kind of thing happened to me. Last week I was buying stuff at Walmart, and dude, this cashier is real goofball, whatever. But you know how sometimes the machine, you know, the network goes down for your credit card and shit? So I hit the card thing, doesn't work. You know, it's just some shit like vendor unavailable. Do it 2-3 more times, and all of a sudden it spits out a receipt. And he goes, oh, must have went through. It hands me the receipt, and I take my shit, start walking out the store. I look at the receipt. It's like $60-$70 worth of shit, but it says like voided transaction like 3 or 4 times. And I go and sit in the car and I pull up my bank app, nothing. Wait the next day, because you know there's a delay, nothing. Wait the third day, nothing. So I got like $70 worth of shit. Cause it's,
I mean, it's their fault, dude.
You know what I mean? You're like, by the time that you finally figure out that, oh, maybe this isn't going to hit my account, you're like, oh, all the fucking typical, groceries are gone anyways. Groceries fashion, are gone by now.
My kids been wearing the shit on them shoes.
You and I are going to get a hookup, and then in typical fashion, Dylan's going to be like, I got fucking quadruple charged.
They stole my identity at Sam's Club. It's some wild ass shit.
Got charged $600 for a couple packs of chili ramen.
They accidentally repoed my car. I've had paid off for years. Some wild shit.
Paid off on that. Be a great milestone. Yeah.
So, and I don't really drink like that. So that bottle will last me years. So,
mm-hmm.
Almost thought about.
I'm glad.
Shots are on you the next time we visit.
Well, turkey fry will be in a few months.
Where are you getting third annual?
What I should bring.
I was talking to Griff about that, but tentatively it was December 16th, third annual turkey fry. So
is that a Saturday?
Well, yeah.
I feel like I have to bring something smoked at this point.
Yeah. Dylan, I mean, I don't know. Maybe try D'Lo burgers.
I don't know about D'Lo burgers, but I'm going to bring like some finger food. I might get some nice meatball wrapped in bacon, smoke it up a little bit with some barbecue sauce.
Yes, sir.
A little boner sucking sauce.
Dude, please.
baby. Let's go.
When you sent the picture of that shit, I was like, good God. That shit looked thick like some goddamn jelly.
It wasn't too bad. It was like your standard consistency of like your baby rays or something.
You got a 9 out of 10 from Jen, so.
I did. That I did. She's pretty picky, too, so I'm impressed.
Yeah.
But she was not stoned. She was not grading on a curve.
Hey. So. She would have had to have said that, if so.
She wasn't on performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah. It's not. There was no curve grade there.
Okay. But yeah, I was getting all my shit done on Friday because that night in Cleveland, myself, my guy Griff, my boy Foley, his girl Amber, Tori came with us, James, his sister Allie. We all went out to Cleveland to the Masonic in Cleveland, Masonic Temple. I don't know what the fuck. It's a venue in Cleveland because this podcast, This Is Important, which consists of the four guys from Workaholics, Anders, Blake, of course, I'm going to fucking forget everyone else. Adam. And.
What the fuck is the guy's name?
That's how I felt Carl. When someone asked me about Nirvana. So it's all right.
Yeah, but I know these guys, but I'm just blanking because I'm a fucking dumb fuck.
I fucking know Nirvana.
Spot. Do you?
Yeah, dude. Smells like Teen Spirit. Kurt Cobain. Fucking.
Who else?
Carl. Drummer. The guy. The dude's name is Carl.
Oh, you got another drummer.
David,
Dave Grohl.
Grohl, yeah, David. Yeah, Dave Grohl.
David Grohl.
David. Mark Grohl or whatever the fuck his name is.
No, he's the singer of Foo Fighters now, right?
Yeah, I think he was the drummer for Queens of the Stone Age for a minute.
Nice.
I don't know if he still is. I just know at one point he was because they've gone through a couple different people.
Yeah. Right. Either way, good music. I like their music. I respect their music.
Kyle. I'm such a dumb fuck, especially because I run the Kyle of the Years, too, and I forgot Kyle, but I just mean airheaded fuck. But those four guys, they started a podcast like 2 years ago, and they just went on a live tour. So we went and checked those guys out, and it was really fucking cool. I've been following those guys.
Do they have 150 subs?
Yeah, they have probably millions, I would guess.
Fuck.
Yeah, all so right. We got to check those guys out. They basically just did a live podcast set, and then they came out. Before they started doing Workaholics, they had this mail order comedy on YouTube, and they used to do this these skits as rapping like wizards.
Fuck and, yeah!
At the end of the show, they came out and did a song as the wizards, and it was really cool because it was a throwback. Because I've been following those guys. I bet it's got to be close to like 12, maybe 13 years or something. That's probably about the time they started.
Dude, their withered shit is the best.
Yeah. And the Workaholics is one of the best sitcoms like ever. So it was fucking cool to see those guys live. Had a lot of fun going with my people, my gal. Driving home at Foley drove, but still just the ride home at like 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock was a little rough because. You know, it's like hour 45, hour 50. So, and Foley was driving his car, and he's a littler guy, but he's the captain of his ship. He was running the fucking heat. It was like he had that bitch at like 73, 74. I was burning alive.
If it doesn't say low, it's not on.
And I get it. You know, like I said, he's not gonna run hot like your boy. He's a regular size, well, way more regular size than I am, and it gets probably cold easier. So that ride home was a little rough. You know, I was fucking breathing heavy and keeled over, and I made it. And carry over today. My mom actually texted me I think it was Thursday as well. Like, hey, I want to go up to Trader Joe's, do a little shopping, and there's a Japanese restaurant up in Ann Arbor that I want to take you to. Are you interested? You and Jackson? I'm like, of course. And it's cool. You know, you guys know, like, I'm kind of like ostracized, you know, from my family a little bit, just because all the shit that me and my dad got going on. So, like, my mom and my brother hang out a hell of a lot more than, you know, me and her hang out, because he'll go over to their house and all that shit, and obviously that's not happening. So it was really cool that she reached out. Usually I got to reach out and be, hey, do you want to do this with me and Jackson, or me and the kids? And usually she will, but she reached out to me, and I was excited because I'd never been to Trader Joe's, and obviously I'm never going to say no to going to a Japanese restaurant for lunch, especially when it's
free. What was the authenticity rating?
Like a 9?
Yeah. That's always good. I hate when it's like a knockoff, you know, like, I don't know. We went to one
in Maumee. I took her for her birthday, and we'd never been there before. And it was, I mean, that's kind of how it was. It was just really Americanized shit. Like, you know, like hibachi and all that shit. And just like the,
and then they got fucking hot dogs on the menu too. On
tacos and shit.
Yeah.
I spent like $100 for me, her, and Jax. Like, today lunch was like $70-ish for way better shit. So yeah, I mean, you gotta, but I don't know. We wanted to try it out. That place sucked, but the place we went to today, she always goes with her friends because she's got a lot of friends up there in Michigan, because, I don't know, that's where they all go, apparently. I don't know. There's like a high volume of like Lebanese and just Japanese people throughout the state of Michigan. So I don't know why that's the...
All right. point,
how do you grade the authenticity?
What do you mean?
I mean, how do you grade the... Like, you said it's a 9, so did you feel like you were like at the heart of Japan when you were there, or what made you feel?
No, like it was, I did not think it was in the heart of Japan. There's a lot of white folks there, a lot of hoity-toity white folks at that.
Tourist.
Are those Doc Martens?
Look around, Mom. Feel like you're at home again. That white lady next to us just got a glass of Chardonnay.
I figured, you know, he's been there. Like, his mom's from Japan.
Like, you can kind of tell when they know what the fuck's going on. Like, there's somebody back there, you know, that knows what they're doing when it comes to cooking that shit. Otherwise, you know, that place we went to in Maumee, I could tell a fucking white person was back there making.
What if you open the door of this place and you crack back there, you know? Oh, man. It's like 20 Mexican dudes.
If I would have walked in and they're in the fucking guy behind the counter cutting the fucking sushi up and shit screamed, "Simase!" then it would have been 10 out of 10. Because when you're in Japan, you fucking pop in, like, the whole fucking goddamn place is excited to see you. It's kind of cool. But it was great. Really enjoyed it. It was a good lunch. Had some fried oysters, some soft shell crab appetizer. Then I got fried a spicy oysters, seafood what? Ramen. Yeah. Fried that oysters are fire. So it was a soft shell crab. The ramen I had was great. Had some mussels in there, shrimp, squid. These little mini octopus in there. Wasn't really spicy. It said it was a spicy ramen, but it wasn't that spicy. But it was good. It was really good.
Chili one then?
No, clearly not. it wasn't of that variety, unfortunately. But
what the fuck?
Enjoyed it, and really thought Trader Joe's was cool. Got to go in there. They only sell their own shit, which is like the biggest flex ever.
Didn't throw you off when you walked in there. There was like,
that's fuck it.
No other brands in there.
Yeah, we went there first before lunch. I mean, there's a lot of other shit I wish I could have got, like, out of the coolers and shit, but I mean, it wouldn't have made it back. So kind of just kept it to, you know, dry items and shit. But got some seasoning. I got one of the seasoning I got was anything but the elote seasoning, which is kind of going to be interesting to use. So I really like, you know, the elote street corn. I tried those chocolate covered espresso beans. Those are fucking fire.
You'll be all wired and shit.
I feel like I'm floating yet, but maybe they'll kick in soon. Who knows? Got a couple different salsas. They have some barbecue sauce.
Street corn shit, dip there. That's good.
Yeah. I want to see. I mean, they probably sell them back, them like freezer bags or whatever. I should have looked around. I probably could have got one of those bags and just put all the cool shit in there, and it probably would have lasted a couple hours. But it was a cool spot, man. You know what I mean? In Ann Arbor, I don't know. I always used to think Ann Arbor was like hours away, but it honestly, it's like 1 hour away. So wasn't anything crazy, and pretty much Ann Arbor has every fucking thing imaginable. So cool little day trip. Came home, got to mow the grass, was very much needed, but basically from Tuesday through fucking yesterday, it rained every day. So finally was able to get that tackled. Feels good. Dylan, I know you take big pride in when you're able to mow your grass, your fescue or whatever the fuck you always
spell. Fall fescue.
Yep.
Yeah. Got about to be putting down that winter guard fall weed and feed.
There it is, baby.
My yard is fucked up.
I have a tree. Our tree in the backyard. It is just fucking spitting walnuts everywhere. I mean, they're all situation. Over the back porch. And I don't know what the fuck to do about it. There are so many, and they just keep fucking falling from the sky.
I don't even know if they're
coming from the tree.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I mean, beyond that, well, you can't, like, you know, leaf blower them. You'd have to rake them.
Not me. The kids.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
The kids.
And Leia's old enough to hold the damn rake.
And Jackson knows how to pick things up. He can pick up like
walnuts fighting. All right, I'll buy you a toy and pick up the backyard.
Hey, that'll work. Fit.
And you can watch him on the back porch.
The house if I tell him I'll buy him a toy.
Leader of Jack.
Come on, Dylan.
What?
Unbelievable.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Can't get drunk and watch your kid? No.
Yeah, man.
You Jeez. Fucking put him to work and you have yourself a nice beverage. I'm not telling you to get God fucking damn, wasted dude. And I know plastered. You're trying to
be punk rock here, but let's take it down a notch.
Come fucking on. Grungy
ass.
On the grunge fucking Dylan 90s art. Were the best.
Were you even alive?
Yeah, dude, I'm a 90s child.
Well, to him, the 90s was like 2004 or whatever, so.
Oh, give me a break.
What was that shit in the fucking mid-2000s?
Yeah, 2010 to 2012.
I can't fucking do this today. Yeah, early 2000s, that's what he was saying. You know, 2014 or whatever, early 2000s.
I'm also, to be clear, I'm not saying to get plastered. Have yourself a nice beverage. Kick back and relax.
Yeah, you know, take you a level amount of oxycodone and watch your children.
You know what? Shoot some heroin. I don't give a fuck.
There it is.
Whoa. Oh, man.
What are you doing, Dylan? What is your neighborhood like?
It's pretty good.
Hey, you know,
you got much like wine and Xanax moms or what?
No, plenty of change, though. People coming in, people going out, divorce afoot.
Probably foreclosures because they're all spending on fucking dope.
No, it's a clean neighborhood. So just taking advantage of the
house. Strawberries market. Or whatever, right, in the driveways?
Yeah, only mine. That means I'm the king of the castle, the king of the cul-de-sac.
Is that the new pineapple?
No, that's our city fruit, I guess. Strawberry City. We have a strawberry festival once a year.
Is it even a city?
Yep, Troy City. Huh. City of Troy, baby.
What's the population?
Up. 88.
What's the population number?
I don't know off the top of my head. I can fucking look it up, though. I don't know.
Do what you want.
Fucking part of city council or something. I don't know this shit.
Eventually.
The way that you're talking about it, it sounds like you want to be.
You got the haircut for it.
You are wearing glasses. I feel like that's pretty city council.
We got 26,432 as of 2021.
Damn. That's a lot. Especially, I mean, you're a kid from a village, right? Was Rossford a village? Were they a city too?
Hey, I was from the friendliest of villages called Friendly Village over there on Oregon Road. Represent. Trailer Park.
I was there a couple times. I do got to shout out our guy, Nate, too. Nate Walter, because he joined, he's been listening to your boy the last couple weeks preaching on them apps. And then he said he went on the Panda Express app and got $5 off of an entree or something. So, telling you folks, if most likely restaurant is going to have an app of some sort, and they're going to have them coupons and shit and use them up. Dylan's going to fuck around with them. Joe, your boy. Like, I think I forgot to pack a lunch or something one of the days this week, so I got a hopped on the McDonald's app, got a quarter pounder, a four-piece nugget, and a small fry for $3.78.
How do you eat that much while at work? I hate being full at work.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I mean, I know your stomach is significantly smaller.
No, I'm telling you, it don't matter. That's a lot of damn food.
I don't think so.
Quarter pounder and fucking nuggets and the drink and the fries.
Quarter pounder by name. I don't think quarter pounder are legitimate.
It's pre-cooked. It's like, that's the pre-cooked weight.
Yeah.
But
four nuggets, and then have you seen a small fry? This false small fucking corduroy pocket of...
I also feel like you're downplaying your order, so you don't really tell people what you really got.
I mean, we're talking at least 1,500 calories here, right?
Yeah, probably easy. Yeah, I mean that.
Yeah, Big Mac's almost 1,000, I think. I love them fuckers. Even though the last time I got it, they forgot the lettuce. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Was this patty and bun with a fucking Mac sauce? Jesus.
Did you say anything or did you drive away?
I was already home.
Yeah. You don't check.
I mean, why would I check, you know? I looked at my fucking McDonald's bag and I saw a fucking bottle of Jack Daniels in there.
You're hammered.
I feel like you can't really wait to get home and eat some of that shit. Like, McDonald's to me is like car food. You know what I mean? I don't want to wait. I feel like, you know, I don't want to cold. That's my problem. I hate cold food. You know what I mean? That's the only real reason. Eat as quickly as soon as I can, you know, comfortably. I hate that shit was cold. And the fries, once they're cold, they're fucking over with. It's done. I'm not going to reheat them bitches. How do you do that? Toaster oven?
I heard the air fryer. Our air fryer is actually pretty smart move to do that.
I feel like I paid for him to be cooked once.
I'm not throwing them in the air fryer as soon as I get home. I mean, like, I eat them how they are. But like I said, the apps enable me to eat more fast food than I want to eat. But I'm just like, I can get this for fucking free. A free Big Mac is a free Big Mac is what I said on the X. So it's like, I'll let future Dylan deal with the fucking...
The shits.
The problems. The shits.
Whatever comes with it.
Yeah. The lack of lettuce.
When was the last time you had like a really like food poisoning, do you guys think?
I don't think I've really had like a big ordeal with food poison, thank God.
Have you ever had anything that made you sick and you're just like, I'll never eat that again?
Yep. Okay. I know. When I was a kid, sauerkraut. My mom always made sauerkraut balls for New Year's Eve. And fucking loved them, but they hated me.
I'm 20 of them.
Oh, I would down those bitches, dude. But yeah, the next morning it paid. It paid its due.
All you paid. Up front,
yeah. Yeah. There was no financing that due. It was all... It was due all that morning.
No payment plan, baby. Up front. Let it rip. What about you, Bob? Anything that you just don't fuck with anymore?
I don't think so. I got a fucking steel trap in this motherfucker. I've had a couple times where, you know, I've gotten the shits, you know?
Yeah.
Or like one of them shits where you're like, gotta get butt ass naked.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, you know, with my sauerkraut. You're like
sweaty.
Apologizing for your sins type shit.
You moan like that.
And then it sucks. But when that pain subsides, man, it's just like new lease on life.
You ever feel like you've taken a shit and you just felt empty afterwards? Like a physical void?
I've taken shits that I've gotten up from and immediately felt like I had to take a shit again.
So, like, you pinched it, you cut it off.
I just got wiped up, pulled it out.
Hey, you hit it with the Play-Doh knife too fast. That's what happened. Sit back down.
Rare, but it happens.
I feel like you you adjust your bowel when you stand up. You know what I mean? You probably just push the tube of toothpaste down a little further.
Yeah, do like you stood back up. Finger roll. Yeah. Got to get it all out.
Yeah. Fair. You know what? I never understood that damn squatting potty.
Heard it works.
Maybe. I just don't want to have, like, my knees to my face, knees to chin, you know what I mean? I'm fucking
that's ideal.
Looking like I'm cannonballing with a John. I'm all right.
Before we jump in the mill, I do got to...
Sir.
Because I don't really have any app deals this week, but I'm always keeping an eye. Basically, the only reason I have Facebook anymore is to kind of keep my eyes on Frobo's Meat Locker, Tank's Meats, and then a couple other local places around here. And Tank's Meats, they posted some shit Thursday night saying Friday and Saturday only they were going to have 10-pound bags of chicken leg quarters for $5.50. So as soon as I dropped the kids off on Friday, I raced over to Elmore, got me a bag. Bust in the freezer. I mean, 55 cents a pound is incredible. You know what I mean? And you don't really see those kind of deals anymore. So had to take advantage. Got a couple of seasonings while I was there, too, because I'm a weak bitch. One of them was Texas steak dust. And then they had their own, like, special barbecue rub. So, you know, I got a couple because Kroger had buy one, get one free ribs I told you guys about. So I definitely had to get a couple. Mm-hmm. A couple racks of ribs, and also got me a whole chicken too that I'll probably
hell yeah
do something with here soon. So kind of was able to stock the freezer up with some schmeats. You know, it's always a nice thing. Like you said, like you put your hands on your waist when you look at your finished lawn. That's how I'll look inside my stand up freezer when it's, you know, full. Like very proud, and I feel like I achieved something that week.
I did it, everybody.
I'm going to feed my family for weeks.
Or I'll forget about some of this shit in here and it'll go bad. Yeah. Your freezer burns.
Did you ever finish that cow, by the way? Did you like split a half cow or something like that?
No. His brother did.
My brother does that shit, yeah.
I do. I was actually telling my mom about that today. Tax season, I want to because it's usually about like $1,200-$1,300. At least I was looking at Frobo's. It's like $3.99 a pound for like a side of beef. And they said it's typically around like 375 to 480 pounds worth of fucking beef. So
Jesus.
But I mean, it's a lot, man. And it's cool. Cause I remember your brother saying it's like when you do it that way, you're paying mm-hmm. the same price per pound for ground beef as you are a fucking New York strip mm-hmm. or ribeye steak. Like, that's incredible. You go to a store, those steaks are fucking $15 a pound, and yep. the ground beef is $3.99.
It is good, dude. I had stuff in his house multiple times that has been, you know, frozen 6 months or whatever.
Yeah.
He tells me what he does. He just puts it in the fridge and lets it thaw it on its own, and then it's good. You know what I mean?
Right. And those guys, like, that Frobo's, like, they raise those cows, so it's fucking farm to table, which is, there's no fucking middleman, fucking, you know, shiesty warehouse bullshit. Like, it's the real deal. Like,
I've bought ground beef.
Yeah, I've bought ground beef and steaks from Frobo's, and I mean, you can legitimately taste the difference in quality between that and what you get at your grocery store. Mm-hmm. So, and then basically, I think he basically said that covers most of the year, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, $1,200
up front is a lot, but when you get all that in one kick for the entire year.
We can do that shit with all the animals. You know, you can do pigs and shit like that if you wanted. You know what I mean? It's not just beef.
Yeah,
you get a whole pig for, I don't know, however much money. And, you know, that's usually cheaper than beef. I can't imagine it's, you know, like $2 a pound or some shit.
It sounds like a lot, but you probably are saving by the end of the year like thousands of dollars. Easy.
Yeah, I guess depending on how much meat you eat, you know?
Yeah.
Even like just hamburger, because I think 3 pounds of hamburger is like about $15, $16. Yeah. If you get like, because at Kroger, right, you know, that's what I'm referencing. You get a 3 pound pack, it's like $15, $16. You know what I mean? Let's just say you ate one of those throughout the week, which you could do easy. You know what I mean? Hamburger, you know, meatballs for spaghetti, whatever. Easily run through that. Okay. You know what I mean? You're paying nothing compared to, you know, that. It's awesome.
Yeah. And just the fact, like I said, you're paying the same price for everything. So your roasts, your ground beef, your
steaks. Yeah, that's what I meant. Like the steaks and shit in comparison to the ground beef.
All that shit. And it's all the same fucking price per pound. So when you start breaking it down, it just makes the most sense. So I think, that'll probably be like a tax season purchase and just stock that motherfucker up, and then you don't got to worry about it the rest of the year. Because, I mean, I swear to God, like, every 2 months you'll hear Meijer's fucking recalling 1,800 pounds of ground beef. Check, make sure you, if you've bought in the last 2 months, careful what the fuck. You know, if you got it, toss it out.
Fucking metal flakes in it and shit. So something crazy.
You know, it looks like the shit at the grocery store. Look, it just even looks different than what you would get from one of those local butchers and shit. So definitely got to make it happen. Right, Dylan?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know. I don't have any storage for it, but.
When you get you a freezer in your garage, chest freezer.
I do. I mean, I got.
I'd like to get a huge one. That's what I want to do. I need a huge.
I was looking at some chest freezers. I mean, they're not too expensive.
No.
It's like the storage. I mean, how long would you be able to store something like that, you think? Like a whole half cow or whole cow or half cow? Like
close to a year, I think. I mean, it's frozen. I imagine, so yeah. A lot of that shit will last like 6 months to a year. You just keep it frozen. And but the thing is, if you pull something out, the thaw, like once you thaw it, you're really not supposed to refreeze it. So you got to make sure you use that shit up. But you can do that. You can put, like, sometimes when, like, bread's on the cheaper side, we'll get like 2 or 3 loaves of bread and throw a couple in the freezer. Like, you can pretty much do that with a lot of shit and just kind of buy in bulk and, you know, got to worry about
what kind of bread are you buying? What's your bread?
I think the honey wheat.
Mm.
And then there's a couple, like, can't remember.
You're fucked with the potato bread?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites, man.
Really?
Yeah, like the potato, for the buns, like a hamburger, like pulled pork sandwich or some shit. That's like my, that or the Hawaiian rolls, like that's the go-to shit.
You had the brioche buns from Aldi? They're like,
yes,
the best buns around.
Why? Like, phenomenal. How? You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't, that makes no zero sense.
You ever had chili ramen? Anybody?
It's pretty spicy
as fuck. It's spicy as fuck.
Well, no, with that, I'm just excited. I think it's time to get into this meal, baby.
I'm fucking leaving. I'm fucking leaving.
Let's go.
God damn it.
Double. A double banger.
I gotta have it. Gotta have it.
Do you ever think about spelling dill like the pickle?
Mm. No. Gotta keep it DYL, just like DYLF for the dill.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I fucking hate you right now. Fucking double gun me. Hit me the Elvis voice. We got
a few topics this week on Around the Mill with Dill. So I'll start off with this one. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. If anyone knows that, you're a Swiftie. All right. Now, the question is she the problem or is she the success to the recent NFL burst on the scene with Travis Kelce? Are they dating? Are they not dating? Everyone seems to fucking care. She's going to be showing up at the Jets game.
You the fuck?
I mean, that's what I'm saying, but let them do them, you know? But, and I mean, I think it's a W for all sides involved that's going on here. So it's good for the NFL. They're not pushing back on it, of course. She can come to all the fucking games. Apparently, I think they play, Sunday night football against the Jets. Mm. Awful primetime game without Rodgers. It's unfortunate, but.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, because Swiftie will be in the stands again. And I guess the ticket prices have skyrocketed.
So Aaron Rodgers, right?
I think so, maybe. I think
they said he's supposed to be in the house, yeah. So
yeah.
And that's the thing. I don't know why ticket prices are going up, because it's not like she's going to fucking do a halftime show. She's just going to be
fucking weirdos.
You might be able to fucking
supply and demand, man. I imagine all these people that are, you know.
People are obsessed. I mean, she is arguably the most famous person on Earth, so.
I would say
Kim Kardashian. Look what happened. He said he got like 300,000 more followers the day after, 400% increase in jersey sales. Like, the Swifties are fucking nutso about this chick, dude. Like, they follow her every fucking move. And, I mean, he made it happen. He shot a shot with like some kind of fucking friendship bracelet with his number on it, and it seemed to have worked.
And people didn't think it worked at first.
That's, yeah, he went to like a concert and like, I don't know, he gave her people a fucking friendship place. It was a number on there.
Was she 15? That's when that worked.
I mean, you should have seen, it was like, it was kind of cheesy because they left the stadium last Sunday in a fucking, his like convertible, like Chevelle.
Yeah. Yeah, with no license like, plate,
like
I heard.
Like movie style type shit. But he's putting on, Dylan, I mean, you guys are both Cleveland guys, so
yep.
He's putting
on. We are actually both from the Heights. I was born in Cleveland Heights. Was so. That?
And you kind of look like you could be a Kelsey.
It can be done. It can be done.
Yeah.
Dramatic ass look.
Yes, I'd like to see his stats in high school.
He played quarterback in high school. So,
see, and then you guys.
All I know is Matt Smith doesn't have his poster. I'll tell you that much.
Facts.
That is facts. That is a one of one. By the way, I need to get a update on that situation. If it's still in that, the basement bathroom. So, great place for it. Great conversation.
Are you able to do calls this year?
Yeah, we got to do calls. We haven't done one call yet.
Well, now's the time. Call Matt.
Right now? Is he even available? Yeah, text him. See if he's ready to join the show. I'll
call him. If he answers, just be like, I got one question, one question only. Where is my photo? He'll answer. Thank you. Good night.
He's going to be all like sleepy and shit.
If he don't answer, then he doesn't answer. I mean, it's just, you know.
11:35. He's a family man now.
That's all good. He'll get it. Especially when it comes down to talking about this photo. But in the meantime, we're talking about that. Yeah, it was very polarizing because there is a lot of people that don't give a fuck about it, and there's a whole debate because people are trying to say that like Taylor Swift like put on Travis Kelce as if he's not like the best tight end in football and won multiple Super Bowls and just rich and famous already. But I don't know. I don't know if it's just a fling, but. I mean, my guy's winning, so I'm assuming he gets a piece of those jersey sales and his podcast he does with his brother. I guarantee the episode they did this week probably broke any records they previously had. And, he might be smashing Taylor Swift behind the scenes.
That shit's funny you said about putting him on. But that reminds me of that, like, years ago when I think I can't remember which one of the Beatles it was that Kanye West did a like sample of shit, and they're like, "Oh yeah!" As soon as they find out who this guy is, he's about to be so famous because of Kanye. There's a bunch of tweets about. Yeah. Who was it? You know what I'm talking about? Like, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, it was Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Dilla.
Yeah, we'll get to it. I sent him a text. I want to be respectful. It's midnight. So.
That's not what we do this for. We're not. We make calls. We're not. You know.
This is the blood's on your hands. All right, we're doing it right now.
Okay, whatever.
I'm gonna laugh if it rings once and gets sent to voicemail immediately. It's this fucking asshole one.
Just tell me you got one question. You need 30 seconds of his time. We need to know, and then we'll hang up. And if he doesn't answer, then. We'll find out next week.
With the voicemail.
Okay. Well, there it is. So he probably is, laid back or sleeping by now. But we'll get the answer. I'm interested to know. It was up in his bathroom in his basement at one point. So
at one point in time.
If it's still there, that remains to be seen. But we'll find out soon. But what else we got, Dylan?
Yes, sir. So you had an article that was going to be pulled up here. Let me get it. Boom. And, wrong button. Wish there was hotkeys for this shit so I didn't have to do all that, but.
Yeah.
You know. Like you're I doing said, it. Limitations. Boom. There we go. Let's discuss this here, Bobby. What's going on Lucky Junction?
My guy here, Tony Geftis, he's been an OG of 13 Action News, ABC, in Toledo for quite a long time. Now he does this segment every week, Dine in the 419, where he goes to a different restaurant around the area. And this week, there's a place here in Lucky that's a newer place, I believe, and they have a burger challenge. And he's got a video here, and that's going to discuss here. I think it's... it says right there, six patty, stack of beef, pound of waffle fries, 30 minutes or less. So I figure we could watch a video, kind of see what it's all about. And, you know, people that are listening and watching, they can kind of see if they're willing to take the challenge.
September is Hunger Action Month. All of us at
Connecting Kids to Meals
were focused on raising the level of awareness about child food insecurity and mobilizing our community to donate.
Young D'Lo, baby. And
connect who doesn't run ad blockers?
Hot and healthy meals at no cost to kids. When you have a delicious meal, sometimes you want to savor it.
Other times, you want to scarf it down in 30 minutes or less because it's part of a burger challenge.
Oh, boy.
We're going to head to Lucky Junction where they are throwing down the gauntlet of beef. In this week's Dine in the 419. Today we're in Lucky, Ohio at Lucky Junction, which just reopened in July. They have a burger challenge. It is 6 half-pound patties of meat, a 3-pound burger, with another pound of waffle fries. If you can eat it all in a half hour, you get it for free.
It doesn't look like that crazy, but the bread and the fries...
Shit, 3 pounds of meat, bro.
We did a burger challenge before, and it was always a lot of fun. Because, you know, it's almost like a competition when somebody tries it, their buddy has to try it. It's an Angus Reserve, is the name of it. And it's a three muscle meat, it's not a ground beef. It's short rib, brisket, and sirloin. It's a great burger, but it's a lot, you know. And these guys try it, and it's funny, the ones that normally win it are the ones you look at and think, there's no way. You know, it's kind of funny when you see their face, they're all smiles with the burger in front of them, and once they're done, it's just like that defeated look. It's like, you really look like you're defeated, man. It's just a burger.
All right, Larry and his daughter Brianna are going to show me how the burger challenge comes together. I'm going to want to see this because that sounds like a lot of meat.
Oh, it is. It's a lot of meat. And one thing that's important is the monkey dust. That's what makes it taste good, is monkey dust. Got that name because I was monkeying around in the kitchen making different seasonings to see what tasted good on a burger. And I said, yeah, what the heck? We'll just call it monkey dust. The idea is to make sure to get all that crust underneath it because that's where a lot of the flavor is. Oh yeah, this is where the fun begins. Trying to build that tower without losing it. It is a two-person job for sure.
Larry, full disclosure, I don't think I'm going to be able to eat this in a half hour, maybe not in a day. Have you tried this yourself? Have you tried to eat all of this?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
No, I did not.
Hey,
you know what? I
think there's a little guy here. Are you going to eat this whole thing? This is as big as you.
Turn around and sit down. This weighs as much as you.
Wow. How do you even go about eating a
what I've seen them do
stack?
Is they'll dismantle it and try to just grab a patty and eat a patty at a time.
Yeah.
How the bottom?
You want the bottom?
Best way to go about it.
Okay.
Do this.
Real fry with it. There you go, buddy.
There you go.
Okay. Clock has started.
Yeah. That's what I just looked at. Ready? Let's see how it works.
You gotta go. Can you eat that whole thing? All right.
It's like a slice of it, and it's like a pretty decent size hog.
No. Open roast beef.
Oh, man. Burger's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could feed a family of four. You also have this here, the roast beef.
This is our beef Manhattan. We slow cook our roast. We do about 2 to 3 of them a week. Our desserts, we have a pastry chef in the back. He cooks those or bakes those for us and makes those for us.
There you go, buddy.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell him to say thank you. His mouth's full. So
yeah. Oh, thank you. Larry Brentley, thank you so much for having me out here to see the burger challenge in action. This is about as far as I can get with some help. But if you want to come on down to Lucky Junction and try it out yourself, the burger challenge is on because this is how you dine in the 419.
That dude's hammering it, little dude.
Yeah, I always watch this. Like, I really like that segment.
He got a little cutie. He went all in with his hands. He went like,
dee dee dee. My one guy, Mike, he lives in Lucky. He was telling us about this not that long ago. Goss thinks he can fucking beat it, but I don't know, man. It's just 30 minutes.
The time limit, Yeah, Lucky Junction is it's been around for a long time. So they were like a victim of the pandemic. You know,
okay.
And then that's why I said reopened. Yeah. Lucky is not a big place. It's like three roads essentially, and it's. I drive by whenever I go to my brother's house. It's right there. And it sucked when it closed because we used to go there. That shit was cool. Nice little spot, you know?
I heard it's pretty good. So I wouldn't mind trying it. We'll see. I definitely wouldn't do the burger channels. Those days are long gone. 70 wings and shit. I'd fucking collapse. Dylan, you think you could tackle that or what?
I mean, Maybe I should create some kind of like D-Lo burger challenge, you know, just stack up a couple frozen patties and.
But that's no, what I'm he was kidding. Doing.
I mean, that looked quite impressive.
He said it was fucking short rib brisket and something else.
Jesus.
That burger's probably fire.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it definitely from a taste factor, absolute fire. It looked like from a challenge aspect, from visuals, it looked like it was like, I could probably tackle this. I might have a chance, a fighting chance. But when he described that, you know, it's not your typical ground beef patties. I mean, this is going to be some thick, heavy shit.
Them it's, boys look thick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about 3 pounds of meat plus bread plus a lot of fries.
Like you said, the French fries, the starch and shit.
Yeah.
The burgers are going to be enough on their own. But yeah, when you got a fucking
more than enough. Fries,
and it looked good. Like all that shit way shorter good, than you think.
Did they? I might have missed it. Did they tell you the price of how much that is if you don't succeed?
Ooh, I don't think so. I would imagine something like that's probably $25-$30.
Yeah, probably. But yeah. I know who would be able to tackle that, and it's a YouTuber. I know Tim the Tap Man. He does some videos of his, like just watching him do some food challenges. But his name is Beard Meets Food, and it's beard as in like the facial hair, meats as in like meats, food.
Okay. What would, okay. Beard. You said as in the facial hair. What other?
I don't know. I mean, just in case you didn't understand me, like if I said beer, like the beverage, or beard as in the facial hair.
Gotcha. Fair. Okay.
Just in case to clarify, it's beard.
Well, yeah, them food. Fucking pro or like Randy Santel, like he's one of them guys on YouTube that just fucking smashes these challenges left and right.
Yeah,
he'd probably eat that with no fucking problem. But like a regular Joe, like I said, my dude Gauz, he's a big dude like me, and we used to fucking crush some shit. But he thinks he can do that today, and I told him I would almost be willing to bet money against him.
That burger challenge is $40.
$40. Yeah,
I figured
he'd be up there. And then do you get like anything besides it being free, like a gift card?
It's a six Angus patty with your choice of cheese and a pound of fries. Complete challenge in 30 minutes and it's on the house. Win a special prize if completed. I don't know. Doesn't say
what
the prize is. Just maybe your picture on the wall or something, you know, whatever their version of the like bun, like Paco's
gift certificate or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Lucky's stuck in like the year 1950, so they probably would give you like a paper gift certificate.
They have internet now.
Hello.
DSL?
No, 56K.
Shit.
Only Starlink works out there or something. I don't know.
We'll see. I'm gonna if one of my guys try it, I'll let you guys know how it goes.
I'm looking at this menu. Definitely. They got some good burgers on there, but one caught my eye. Nutty jalapeno. It says grilled jalapenos, peanut butter, cheddar, and bacon.
That'd be good. Try at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, if any of the guys out there listening to this do attempt it, please send your video to us. We will more than happy to share it on the pod.
And then let us know how many times you threw up.
Yeah, I mean it's gotta. We can't watch that, but.
No.
All right, let's roll along, my boy.
Yes, sir. We're going to have to bring out this layout again, and I'm going to present another screen for you. This one is going to be Last Living Suspect in the 1996 drive-by shooting of Tupac, indicted in Las Vegas on murder charges. Basically, a cold case file over almost nearly 30 years ago has emerged to be reopened. The only living suspect here in the Tupac murder. He was only 25 when he got shot, and there was no arrest ever made until, a couple days ago? I think it was like on the 18th or 17th?
Yeah. I mean, that dude was basically going on like a press tour and kind of just like ratting on himself, which is weird. Which I'm kind of like, I don't know, makes it seem kind of sketchy, but
I don't like, I think he might be doing it for clout, honestly.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. It took him 27 years, but
I almost wanted, like, right there. Not to, like, downplay catching somebody who did a murder, but, like, what's the point of this at this?
I mean, he's obviously old and later in life, and who knows what if he has any health issues or whatever the case is. I mean, this is so fresh right now, so there's not many details to go off of, other than the fact there has been like an arrest, an indictment of a murder charge for the last living suspect. But who knows? I mean, like you said, Bobby, he was kind of going on this look at me phase of the whole situation, and maybe over the years, that guilt over time, he maybe wants to be caught. Maybe he wants that last second of fame before he goes out, but who knows what the situation is. But I just thought that was kind of like interesting.
While you're on this AP page, I'm interested up top here next to the headlines. There's an Illinois truck crash. What's that about?
Where's that at? Oh, right here.
Yep. Yeah. What's the headline say?
A truck crash in Illinois kills ammonia five, leak. Dangerous five, and forces Yikes. An evacuation due to ammonia leak.
Damn.
Look at the photos here. EMS. Hazmat cleanup.
I know you've seen them.
Too many times. It's not because of me, though.
Guys disappear, I guess. If you go back, that looks like when Sal first showed up. That if you go back to the other photo.
Looks like it was in Springfield, right, Illinois.
Remember when Sal showed up and was just fucking sucking everybody up? People.
Just clothes and shit all over.
Yeah.
In West City.
Damn.
That sucks, man.
That does suck. Yeah. Fuck that.
Maybe at the little Tupac story. I mean, like, I we'll probably give updates as we get updates going forward, if you probably already haven't got the updates already. But we're definitely going to talk about it on the podcast and see where it goes from here. Is the last living suspect, and will this cold case become closed after almost 30 years? That's going to be definitely one of those cases that America will be watching, I'm sure, going forward.
Now, does this segue this into the next rap?
It does.
I'm very excited about it. I've watched this many times in the last couple days. Lil Yachty came out with a new single featuring J. Cole. And obviously, like anything anymore, when J. Cole raps on something, it's like the biggest thing going on the internet, besides like when Drake drops. But it's just another crazy-ass verse. It's a little more slower pace, so it might not be everyone's cup of tea, but just the bars itself and just the way he's rapping.
He's so good.
It's amazing, man. I told, because our guy Hollywood Sav tweeted about it. I told him, I was like, J. Cole, he's not from another planet. Like, he's in another galaxy when it comes to rapping and shit. But let's hit it.
I'm a strike, Cole and Yachty, coming for their respect. Come and pay your debt. Just like a chapel pillar, we at your neck. For the way you slept, it's nuance, but I see hella influence. And the way you dress, the way you sound, the way you try to move, and try to stay abreast on all the latest flows and latest tones from Generation Next. Y'all chasing relevance, it's evidenced by the way you step. As for me, I cook so masterfully. Ain't gotta pay a chef. I'm older now, but still I'm cutting edge. I'm like a bayonet from Alphaville. We OSHA certified. You gotta wear your vest. Too many homicides, a lot of sliding. They good at making decks. Thanks to God, I made it out the city. Most would say I'm blessed. My greatest flex is that I made a million. Feel like I'm Bangladesh. I hate the press, refusing interviews whenever they request. Niggas fake, progressive, and woke. I started saying less. I had to stop it. Peaked how they profit off of racial stress. Some activists got so rich they probably wish we stay oppressed. Studio steppers moving extra on songs fake and rep. Only breaking bad in the lab. Thought y'all was making meth. Niggas making threats and I laugh. That's cause you ain't a threat. Don't ask how I feel about no rappers. Shit, they okay, I guess. Incoming car, press the button. The one that say accept. He FaceTimed to ask for a feature and saw the face of death. I'm on your song, your streams going up. Not quite the Drake effect, but don't complain. Bitch, take what you get and cut the label check. My table set, I dine on your favorite. One verse will take his breath. I probably put more niggas on pause than Cam and Mason Beth. My agent get a whole lot of calls. It's like he paid the rep. These bitches out here looking like Steph on a late contest. Wide open shooting they shot. Don't even waste your breath. I've been stopped fucking you dots. Ain't got no patience left. Say that shit for one of them niggas that rock the fake protects. My paper stretch just like a Laker before he break a sweat. son, the greatest yet.
Damn.
It's every time, dude. It's fucking nuts. He's an incredible fucking rapper, man.
OSHA certified, gotta wear a vest. Oh,
yeah. And then he said, you know what he said? I made Amelia. I feel like I'm Bangladesh. Bangladesh is the producer of the song Amelia from Lil Wayne.
Yeah, that was the easy one, the I'm cutting edge bayonet.
Yeah, even that, dude. I mean, it's one just like, was... he kept that same. Yeah. He was in that same pocket that whole verse.
Fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Amazing, dude. I've watched that.
I haven't really heard too many verses from him that I'm like, oh, that was all right. They're always like,
they're all fucking incredible. And to be quite, I'm not a little Yachty guy. He had a pretty all right verse, but to have that be on the same song as that, it's just, it don't matter who you are. Like, you're just going to look like fucking shit. But
just be happy he's with you, not against you.
I basically brought that up to you. Just, I really just wanted to watch that again. And you said you hadn't seen it yet. So,
yeah.
That was,
you're not a big rap guy, Dylan, but you know, you appreciate some good bars. So,
that was good.
Man. Fucking that incredible. Was good.
I'm just happy he's not mumbling. I know that sounds like a boomer ass take, like, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you got the fucking what's her name, Sexy Red, talking about my booty hole's brown and shit. That's the hot.
Yeah, what the fuck? I feel like such an old man, but I just
and I think that's why, like, J. Cole, like, you'll see him pop up. It's kind of, you know, kind of rare, more of a rare thing these days. It's just like less people don't, you know, appreciate that kind of rap anymore. It's different shit, but
I just don't like the whiny
and
bullshit.
He knows he's the fucking man, but he said, like, you know, it's not quite the Drake effect, because, you know, if you're on a Drake song, you're gonna fucking skyrocket, and you'll still do really well with J. Cole. And I think it's cool that he's, you know, paid homage. I think he knows that, you know, he's the fucking man, but saluting Drake too, man. So
you said shit on the Drake thought where that Charlamagne was talking shit about him. Say that he dropped that song and no one cared about it just to, like, be a fake hater.
Because he made some decent points, because, like, I only listened a couple times. It didn't, like, blow me away or anything. But it's still, like, age Drake, so it's still, like, hit number one and all that shit. So.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Drake have had, like, a long-standing, like, weird...
Yeah, thing, so on again, off again.
But he called Charlamagne, like, the off-brand Morris Chestnut, which I thought was fucking hilarious.
He was fucking him up on Instagram.
Yeah. What's we got, Dylan? Is that it?
That wraps it up for the mill.
Okay. Let's get into, we'll round it out with this gambling talk. We had a hell of a week last week. We almost got the fucking sweep, but the Rams just couldn't get it going against just what seems to be a team in a tailspin of sorts with the Bengals. Was it 19-16? Like, it was close. I mean, you nailed the Baker Mayfield under. The TSP parlay smacked by the fourth quarter of the 1 o'clock game. I think it was third quarter when it hit. We're just making sure neither player, like, had some crazy, like, loss of yardage.
Yeah, but, I know.
The TSP parlay hit, and then we got the under with Baker Mayfield, and almost hit that Rams money line, which is plus odds too. So that would have been a hell of a way to run it out. But TSP's on the board, you're on the board, and we went back to the drawing board for week four.
The D-Lo Monday Night Football lock is going to be Kenneth Walker the second over 64.5 rushing yards. That is going to be -114 on FanDuel. Some nice stats here for you to feel a little bit more confident with this pick. Not only because I got a dub last week, and if it wasn't for the shitty fucking Rams, they couldn't get it done. They couldn't get it done, like Bobby said earlier. They couldn't get it done against the Bengals, the wounded Joe Burrow. He's playing out there with a wounded wing, and he doesn't look good, okay? I don't believe in the Bengals yet, and I don't think Joe Burrow will ever be healthy this year. I mean, calves last forever. But, I mean, I don't think the Rams are that good anyways. I didn't realize how bad of a wide receiver core they were. They have no run game. They got rid of Akers for some reason, and the whole thing went to shit, okay? The whole thing went to shit. So it's not my fault that the stats and history should have backed that parlay up. We should be 2-2 right now. But let's go 2 and 3 with his Kenneth Walker pick here, over 64.5 rushing yards. Giants, they have the 29th-ranked rush defense so far through 3 weeks of the 2023 season. Kenneth Walker is averaging 68 yards a game through 3 weeks, and he's averaging 15.6 attempts per game with his workload increasing each week. His workload has increased each week. I think they're unlocking the potential of Kenneth Walker, really opening up that run game for Geno Smith, and I think that works best for their offense. So give Kenneth Walker the ball. Good things are going to happen for the Seahawks, and I do think that is going to be over 64.5 here for week four, and we will be going 2-3 going into next week.
Let's go, my man. The research is there. Everything looks good. Kenneth Walker, I got him in fantasy. He's been killing it. And, yeah, the Giants fucking blow. So I expect him to have a pretty good game as well.
And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is your weekly TSP Sportsbook Gambling segment.
Bang. And you see the background. I'm coming for the motherfucking soup title in Oak Harbor, hopefully next year. Hopefully they do something later this year, because I want it. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to represent my aunt and uncle. I'm going to put them on the fucking map, and we're going to fucking win the bitch, and it's going to be great. There's also a chili cook-off in a few weeks, I believe, through Lake High School. I think maybe they're wrestling or something. I'm thinking about getting my hat in there, because if I win that motherfucker, Kyle Brown, if you're listening, motherfucker, you should get in that too. I'd love to take your ass down, your little fucking tied first ass. You know what I mean? I shouldn't even let you fucking against me, but you know, you do it. Does, the ribbon you got does say first, even though you had to fucking split it in half with somebody else, but we'll see. I might compete in that. I'm definitely going to be competing in the soup competition whenever the fuck that's coming back around, and your boys are going to start collecting some fucking trophies. Let's go. And with that said, Dylan, we're going to wrap up here for episode 152. It was great to have our guy Joe the Greek back. Is that the Dragon Ball dragon?
Yeah.
Realistic version? Okay. Shout out. Shenron. The boy.
It's me, the nerd.
You want to make yourself max size, Dylan? What do you got to say?
It's me.
The DILF.
That's D-Y-L-F.
Oh, baby, let's go. They're getting fucking damp after that. Fucking A.
Bring out the fucking wet floor signs. Ladies, one at a time, please.
Get that man a life vest. He's swimming in it.
Oh, shit. Where's the fucking Coast Guard? We drowning.
Good fucking run. Let's go.
Right there. That's a hell of a way to cap off right there. Episode 152. Another strong episode. We'll be coming back. We'll find out where is the D-Lo football signed photo at. We got to get an update from our guy, Matt Schmies. Hopefully, we'll get him on the phone. We're going to utilize that, too, because I forgot you had it. So we'll get some people. You know, we'll have to do some call-ins next week. And, you know, fuck around with that and see how that sounds and how that works and all that good shit. But for now, Dylan, episode 152, a wrap. So you know what time it is.
It's in the fucking books. 152. It's been a good one. Like I said, we got to get that update. We got to get that update for sure, Bobby, on the photo, the signed one of one autograph photo from the one and only D-Lo. In the phone calls, yeah, people. We can take phone calls now in season 6. It doesn't have to be a full-on interview for 2 hours on the phone. Absolutely not. If you want to call for 30 seconds, if you have a moment of your time, you want to say, get something off your chest, let this be the podcast for you to get that off. Your chest, that is. And with that, from myself, Bobby. Wait a second. Let's back it up a little bit. I forgot to completely say.
Get it off. Get what off? Off your chest.
Your chest, that is. I don't know. What are you?
Well, I wanted to make sure we clarify, because we're in a world of interpretation where things can be misconstrued.
To what?
Even saying that right.
To what?
I said getting off, all right? Some people out there, dude. All right. This is dragging on too long. Be sure to follow us, smash that like and subscribe, comment at TSP_2019. It's been a doozy. It's been great. It's been real. It's been fun, but it has been real fun. Have a wonderful week, friends.
Oh. and before we wrap up, I want you to try a new ramen flavor this week. Report back. Your homework.
Okay.
Every week we're gonna have you try a new ramen flavor.
We should send him links.
I don't know if my pockets go deep enough to afford all these ramen noodles.
But dude, I'll fucking send them to you. I will send you 50 cents. Yeah. I'll send you a package. I'll Amazon them to you.
I need a GoFundMe for my ramen noodle. Yeah, we'll try it.
Send my pockets. Don't go deep. We're not telling you to get filet mignon at different restaurants every week. There's my cat again. We're telling you to get fucking ramen.
That's like the cheapest shit you can buy.
But this week, you got to try it. Something they haven't tried.
Okay.
And it doesn't necessarily need to be the regular shit either. Like they sell them in the bowls, like we were telling you about cups. There's a trillion different ones to try. Pick you one out, report back, and that'll be the D-Lo ramen segment. But anyways, finish off. We're out.
For the third, maybe fourth time, have a wonderful week, friends.